soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 4th, 2024. I'm calling this message, Rotten Figs, the Grief of God. I have a grieving sense within me today. In our face is the wickedness and fallen state of the world, the United States, and the religious church system. It is evident. It smells. It stinks to high heaven. God knows. It started today as I was listening briefly to a podcast interview of a man who was a whistleblower regarding the corruption of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. This man has written a book on his recruitment and later attempts to remedy corruption that he encountered. He was eventually fired for that intent. We know these things, from assassinating President John F. Kennedy to topping foreign nation leaders, drug and gun running, to experiments on unsuspecting people, including the military. It goes on and on. Nothing is as it appears. We live in a day when the undercover agenda to bring about a new world tyrannical order is way out in the open. We are in lawless times. Those who think this is the USA and there is a constitution and legal framework governing America are oblivious to the obvious. This was proven just in recent time with an unprecedented presidential debate without the press or an audience present. That event proved the president doesn't really govern the world, country, and the media, what liars they are. I was going about my normal activities this morning and already having reviewed various scriptures in my heart when I realized I was experiencing this grieving within me. I believe God is grieved. When you consider how God made the heaven and earth and all things within, and he declared when he was finished, it was very good. Sometime after, however, the fall came by the disobedience of Adam and Eve, by the deception of the devil, the serpent. That was grieving. That was catastrophic. Thanks be to God that he offered his remedy through Jesus being crucified from the foundation of the earth. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There have been many times God has been grieved, even broken in heart, as he said in Ezekiel. God was broken over the wicked hearts of those he had chosen to be his own. Ezekiel 6:9 testifies of this. Why? Because of their passionate heart for false gods, being filled with practices and love for their images. During the time of Noah, when violence and continuous evil in their minds abounded, God grieved for making man in the first place. So if one has a heart to know the Lord, you are aware of God's offense and grief with what is taking place in the earth. There's only one thing God can do with thorns, thistles, and tares. It all has to be bundled and burned in unquenchable fire. And so it shall in due time. But first, God is cleansing his house. Woe to those who stand on stages and before audiences, whether audio or video, that lie in his name. The time is here that God is exposing what is done in darkness. It has been brought to the light. What has been said in secret is now being heard everywhere. Even that which was whispered on satin sheets is being announced worldwide. Woe, 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 woe to those who endlessly grieve God. God has shared his grief with some that have loved him. He showed Jeremiah how he viewed Judah and Israel during those days. A people who assembled in the temple, full of iniquity and sins of every kind. They were even worshippers of Baal and burned incense to it, all the while thinking they were free to do such things. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard of those who think they're saved and they're free to sin as they wish? Once saved, always saved, they say. What deep level deception. God illustrated the condition of this abominable people as rotten figs. Figs so rotten they couldn't be eaten. So many people think things can be fixed. They think they can bring in the lesser of two evils as a president. That won't work. This is not fixable. The world is a garden of weeds fit to be pulled up, yanked out, trampled upon, and burned to the crisp. People in the church world think it's okay to have pastors, teachers, leaders that have secret sex life abusing others. Not so. People in that system will tell you, no one's perfect. Let those without sin cast the first stone, they foolishly assert. That proves what biblical, spiritual ignorance they are as they speak such foolish talk, twisting the words of God like that. They are the ones taught such things by those who take the scriptures and use them as a paper cutting. That's when you cut here and there and fold this way and that way, and you can cut out images like snowflakes or silly animals. This is what the con men of religion have done to the truth of scriptures. They have edited and mistranslated the existing record of the Old and New Testaments to where they barely are spiritually recognizable to the original spoken logos word. The grief is real, but there is joy that rises above the grief. That is that God is the avenger of all his enemies. He will repay. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Payday is around the corner. For those who did righteously in faith, God bless you in peace forever. But those who refuse to repent and obey the Lord, get ready. Hide in caves. Weep, wail, and mourn, for your misery is just around the corner. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.